I just went to Nancy's, one of the Spirit of 1848 this morning, and boy, she can talk fast. Okay, and made sense the whole time. Pretty amazing. Okay, so I am Mia Lulukisen with Alameda County Public Health Department, and I want to share with you some of the work that we've done in Alameda County, particularly in our Oakland City County Neighborhood Initiative. And so I'm supposed to say first that I have no financial relationship or commercial interest to this presentation. Okay, no relationships. All right. So the outline, just a little bit about our City County Neighborhood Initiative, theory of change, partners, activities, our evaluation design, our neighborhood level data, how we collected it. We do have some other hospital level data, and the progress of the work that we've been doing based on the data that we've been collecting. And then the lessons learned, how to do this work, if you're interested in doing this as well, or perhaps you already are. So just very briefly, City County, our City of Oakland and our Health Department collaborated on this project. Actually, it came out of the MAP process that's mobilizing for action for through partnerships and planning. So that's one of the NACHO and CDC, if you're familiar with that MAP process. And so we went through a whole planning period for about a year and finally came up with two neighborhoods in Oakland, and one in West Oakland and Sobrani Park. And the reason why those two neighborhoods were chosen is because they're low income and relatively high crime, very diverse populations, and the local organizations in those two neighborhoods, they're both committed to change, and there was a lot of history of work there already. See, I can't talk as fast as Nancy, it makes sense. and the reason why, the rationale for this is that we wanted to address root causes of health inequities in these two neighborhoods and actually in Alameda County. It's part of our work on health equity there. We wanted to leverage city, county, community resources to solve problems. And then one of the things that, you know, we're talking about community a lot, and one of the important things of our work is to help build a power base of residents and staff who can advocate for equitable distribution of resources and support systems change and work in partnerships. So the reason why we're calling the reason why this is an effort on health inequities is that you probably know that health inequities cluster in geographically. And so in this map, you'll see that where there are darker highlights in Alameda County, these are where there are lower life expectancy, higher mortality rates, and also where poverty concentrates. And so this is a map of Oakland, and from the previous one, you'll see that the neighborhoods I talked about that we're in, they're both in Oakland, and they're both in where there are high levels of poverty as well as crime. So the demographics of these two neighborhoods in Sobrani Park, there are 837 households, approximately 3,100 people. This is based on the 2000 census, probably changed a bit. You can see 21% poverty level in Sobrani Park. And then in you'll see that the ethnic mix, there's predominantly African Americans, only 56% in Sobrani Park, and you'll see in West Oakland there's a higher percentage of 71%. In West Oakland there's a 42% poverty rate, and there are 2,200 people. In terms of graduation rates, 61% high school graduation in Sobrani Park, and then 57% in West Oakland. And then selected health indicators, we also track through hospital hospitalization data, so you'll see that it's 2001, 2003 because of small numbers. So, and you can see that in both neighborhoods, hospitalization rates for asthma are higher than in compared to all Oakland, all Alameda County, for both adults and children. And then diabetes hospitalization rates are also much higher in both neighborhoods than compared to Oakland and Alameda County. So you'll see, so that's sort of the background of the two neighborhoods. And not to say that these neighborhoods are just about diseases, there are also a lot of assets in the community. So when we started out, we put together a community survey that looked at the assets in the community, the priorities for action. We included questions about social capital, collective efficacy, interracial relationships, satisfaction with city services, civic participation, perception of neighborhood conditions and crime. And unfortunately, this is not a good slide. I'm sorry, I couldn't, let's see, some of the things that I might highlight anyway. In terms of civic participation, in 2004, in Sobrani Park, 24% of adults participated in a neighborhood event, and in West Oakland, 45%. So there's a pretty good community-level participation here. And social cohesion indicators, people in the neighborhood can be trusted. Actually, in Sobrani Park, was much higher among the adults compared to West Oakland, 49%. And however, we also surveyed the youth, and they had only 21% of them say that they trust, they have people in the neighborhood that can be trusted. So this is just to highlight, like I said, I only have 15 minutes to give you like 50 slides. I'm gonna go real fast. So we took this data from the baseline and compiled it, shared it with the community residents, where they then came together in two neighborhood community forums, and they shared the results. They did community visioning, they prioritized key issues, and they did a preliminary action planning, and they came up with action priorities in the two neighborhoods. So in Sobrani Park, they wanted to improve the streetscape, and there's a park there that had boarded up because there had been crime and killings in that particular park, so they had the city boarded up, and they wanted to create another streetscape that was much more conducive to community members coming together. They wanted to reduce drug dealing and violence, create more positive activities for youth, and particularly this came out of the youth survey, and then prepare the area for disasters. And remember, this was post-Katrina. In West Oakland, they also wanted to renovate the park, reduce blight, create a continuum of improved and connected youth services. So in both communities, youth services, activities, employment became two top priorities. Again, so this is just a summary of Sobrani Park and some of the people who live there and the youth who participated in the youth surveys. Same thing with West Oakland. Again, the violence, the lot of effort on violence prevention and addressing the violence. So just in summary, our community capacity building practice are these things. So community mobilizing, youth development empowerment, time banking, which is a shared services among residents, mini grants for neighborhoods, and then population-based health services. So one of the things that we did when we finally came together to begin to evaluate what we're doing is we came up with a theory of change. And this is actually based on organizing principles that Claudia Albano, who teaches at UC Berkeley, she uses these four principles. So they are grassroots community organizing and neighborhood development, where residents are empowered to speak on their own behalf, and local organizations become stronger. Those are the intermediate outcomes. And the longer term outcomes are that residents experience concrete improvements in their lives, and there's altered power relationships. And at some point, we'll be able to see, again, this is one of the limitations in trying to figure out whether the work that we do, it can be attributed. I mean, you can attribute reduced health and social inequities just to this work. There's just so many other factors in these communities and in the environment that we can say attribute to health outcomes. The other thing that we're looking at are risk and resiliency factors for community violence. And so we're looking at community deterioration, resiliency factors in the community. And this is also based on, we have a county violence prevention blueprint, and it highlights risk and resiliency factors, and we found that these are some of the things that we're also addressing in this work. So we have an evaluation. I'm not going to go through this whole thing because there's probably like 7 slides on just evaluation. We're doing both process and outcome, and one of the big questions is did this work that we do lead to empowerment of community residents, and then does it lead to community level changes, and then do these changes result in reduced health inequities? Big questions. So we've done participatory evaluation. We've created a plan, created the logic model that I just shared with you. And some of the challenges in doing this, again, this is about collecting data on this work. So we're measuring moving targets. Things change constantly. And we're imposing a linear model of, particularly the logic model, if we do this, then something will happen and so forth. And it's really not quite that or linear. I mean, this community work is not linear at all. And then making sure people have input on goals and outcomes. And then working with community residents to really help define the things that we're trying to impact with them. And then linking social capital and empowerment in a way that's really useful. So I went to the one that Nancy Krieger did with Spirit of 1848. It was a session on co-optation. And I think this is a really big thing to consider in this work is when we're working in communities, how are we authentic with our community residents? And that's something that has been, you know, very challenging for this work, particularly as a governmental health agency. So again, design, process, outcome, pre-post tests. So the methods in this that we're doing, surveys, interviews, participant observation, analysis of trend, surveillance, and other creative methods like being there with the community, mostly around the participant observation and then working with youth. Tools, surveys again, participation surveys, and then we've done a training series. Again, the challenges are no comparison group. What I shared with you is that two communities are very different from each other, so we really can't compare one to the other. We have to do cross-sectional design. So, do I have like 2 minutes?
Five.
Okay. I'm just gonna share with you some of the data that we've gotten from our community survey. So this is just to share with you who we surveyed in the numbers. At baseline 2007 and 2010. And in, so we've got three periods of time. In Sobrani Park, more people are more involved in their community. So you could see that there's a progression, particularly in went to a neighborhood event. This is one of the indicators of social capital and social cohesion in the neighborhood. So there was a steady increase in Sobrani Park, and there was and then met with neighbors to do or change something. And particularly since one of our interventions is the time banking that creates the mutual services. Perceived safety. And I think it's something that we really have worked on with our residents in Sobrani Park. There is increased perceived safety in this neighborhood. And then adult mentoring of youth, it's also increased over time. And then robbery and assault data. So you'll see that there's a drop in robbery rate in 2007 and 2008. And it's steeper than Oakland's drop. So the drop in the crime rate is steeper than in Oakland. And then an aggravated assault is lower than Oakland's, and it dropped between 2007 and 2008. And then also, this one shows that there is a decrease in pedestrian accidents and based on the data that we've found in this map. This one shows motorcycle injury, bike injury, and pedestrian. It essentially shows that there's been a drop over time between 1996 and 2007. And then in West Oakland, the reason why we don't have 2010 data here is because we just collected that data and we just did community survey last month, so we're still crunching the data. So this is just a 2-year period. You see, though, that there is an increase in attending social events and meeting with neighbors to change something. And there is reduced blight in West Oakland. And then we've been working with the community on three toxic waste sites to remove them and to make sure that there's cleanup. This is a mistake. It should say West Oakland robbery and assault data. So again, the robbery rates dropped. There was a slight drop in West Oakland aggravated rate, whereas Oakland had a slight increase. And then also injury rates went down. emergency preparedness, they felt prepared more so in 2007, 2004. Same thing in Sobrani Park. There was an increase in feeling that they're prepared for emergencies. We've also done youth surveys. So we did surveys in 2007 for Sobrani Park. We did 2004, 2007. It's okay. I think I'm supposed to be done. Some of the successes, meaningful participation. We definitely helped to improve social capital, where there's a decrease in community deterioration and crime, and develop linkages. And residents are more in leadership roles. There's actually one young person who's been working with us since 2006, who's part of the APHA Youth Advisory. And so a lot of her leadership support for her. Data limitations, you know all this stuff, and lessons learned with data. Highlighting social and health inequities is really important, particularly at the neighborhood context. And as you know, it's really hard to collect data at that level. And lots of resources in that, okay? So here we are, and then you can contact us if you need any, if you want to discuss this some more, okay? That's it.